Patient's name is Levi Baker, first name L-E-V-I, last name B-A-K-E-R. Date of birth is 10-8-2019. Date of service is 5-4-2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 2-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by mom and brother. Mom states that both children have been having bad cough fever off and on for the past several days. This patient's temp has been as high as 100.4 allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication denies, medical history denies, surgical history bilaterally stationed tube, social history denies, drugs, ETOH and smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, respiratory rate is 18, temp 99, he weighs 38. Correction, he weighs 34.8 pounds. Physical exam, general. He's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. His mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, neck negative. Correction, mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl. He does have some erythema to the posterior pharynx with bilateral tonsillar enlargement 3+. Bilateral tympanic membranes intact, eustachian tube visible present, and bilateral TM. However, left TM is very inflamed red. Neck negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities normal range of motion, no edema. Neuro ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment implant number 1, febrile illness number 2, left otitis media number 3, step positive. Patient did have a strep test done in the office at the request of mom, and it was positive. I was already going to write him a prescription for amoxicillin to take twice a day for 10 days for his ear infection, which will coincidentally also treat that strep positive. Mom will treat his fever with over-the-counter Motrin Tylenol, and I'm going to give him a prescription for his Dex PD to treat that cough. If he has any worsening of symptoms, mom will bring him back to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. Mom does agree with that plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.